Americans also, interestingly enough, have a problem with, people say squishy. You can almost see their eyes go up and slimy. But in Japan, those flavors like ikura and uni, those soft, the textured egg products of the sea, like the sea urchin roe and salmon roe and all of those things, or those are considered to be more sensuous and more delicate. And actually, when you think about it, the way our mouths are, we are much more soft and wet, and those foods should be more highly revered. But we like to sort of chew things that have texture and almost overpower them. So there's a psychology that goes on. Even in terms, the Japanese have 47 words for soft, but they actually understand the differences between textural softness. Americans, if I ask them to really describe the foods that they eat in terms of a scale of 1 to 10 of how soft or hard they were, they wouldn't actually understand too much of it. They actually don't have very good taste memories, and they don't really analyze what they eat. I think what like Red Sage and Stephen Pyles and the other Southwest chefs are trying to do is we're trying to expose people to a wider range of flavors. There's more sour, more bitter. People say, "Oh, your food's hot." Well, it's not only hot, it's more sour, it's more bitter. In some ways, sometimes it's more subtle, sometimes it's more veggie. But the important thing is really enlarging the consciousness and experience of the palate. Southwest food is a larger palate. It isn't, we pick on hot because hot is opposite sweet. So that's the way our mind kind of works in a way, because we're so attracted to sweet and so developed with sweet. We think that anything sour and bitter are also not sweet. Do you know the foods that we don't like are not the ones that aren't sweet?